I'm dedicating today's program to the memory of my friend Laddie Handelman. Lad Handelman. I never asked him, what the hell kind of name is Lad? Laddie. Have you ever met anyone named Laddie?
No.
This guy was a giant. He was an abalone diver. I went to a dinner honoring him. He won some award a couple years ago, and they had a whole film about his life, and I learned things that I didn't know. This is a article in the news press when they interviewed his wife, Linda Seals. He died October 26, 2020, and he was a commercial diver, offshore gas and oil field industry, maintaining those. And he was a pioneering abalone diver. He started, co-founded two companies. I think they were both Fortune 500 companies, CalDive and Oceaneering. And about 45 years ago, he was skiing and he broke his neck, spinal injury, which put him in a wheelchair. And he was a founder of a spinal injury support group called Outlook, an offshore energy hall of famer, NOGI diving award winner, a Harvard grad, as well as a husband, father, beloved member of the community. Died of cardiac arrest, Santa Barbara home. He was recognized as a pioneer in commercial diving and offshore gas. I already said that. He grew up in the streets of New York City, more accurately, the streets of Mount Vernon, New York, where I grew up. And he went to Davis High School, which was like across the street and a few doors down from the apartment that I grew up. Mount Vernon, New York, a suburb of the city. And his life was changed by the Boys Club, which ultimately changed his life, according to his wife, Linda Seals. So he was very generous with his time. His whole life seemed to revolve around helping people. Ms. Seals told the news press. She said her husband did everything from helping people find jobs, sponsoring people for their citizenship, helping them find a way in the world, founded two international organizations, Oceaneering International, CalDive, founder of two hospital-based hyperbaric contract services companies, co-founder of Marine Mammal Consulting Group. It's funny, he founded the Marine Mammal Consulting Group, then he married a woman named Seals. I never quite asked him about that, what the connection was. Mr. Handelman spent more than 25 years as an environmental leader, started a company that became the largest independent diving company in the world, Ms. Seals said. Not bad for a street kid from New York. And he was a street kid from New York, and he had this wasn't in the article, but I saw this movie that was presented publicly, and he had a rough time. I mean, his mother and father, they were not in the picture, and he was raised by his grandparents, and then his grandfather got sick. I'm almost don't even want to quote the story because I don't want to get it incorrectly, but then he lost his grandparents too. And I know he came out to California, and he was trying to work with a cousin who lived here, trying to work on the, become an abalone diver, and he wasn't working too well, and he was kind of his own man, and he wasn't working with people. And he ended up buying a rowboat and a garden hose, and he started diving for abalone. How's that? You go from that to starting two of the world's largest international companies, Oceaneering International and CalDive. You start with a rowboat and a garden hose. He maintained, his wife added, he maintained safety as top priority. And even if it cost millions to stop an operation for unsafe conditions, he would do it. And then she mentions he suffered a broken neck while snow skiing in 1985, became a quadriplegic. This is a man who's top of the world. And when he broke his neck, his wife, Linda Seals, said there was no support group. So he did what he always does. He started one. And she mentioned that somebody first met him. And the person said, I saw you with your husband. You never told me he was disabled. And Linda Seals' response was, oh, he's not disabled. He just can't walk. And let me tell you, that tells you why he married her and what kind of woman she was and is. And they knew each other pre-1985. Pre-accident. They go back a long way. And we all have preconceived notions. You see someone in a wheelchair. This guy erased all that for me. And he was the tallest man in the room. He was so engaging. And he went out more than I did. This guy was unbelievable. He'd get in this van He could drive, and he had use of his arms, but his hands were a little bit gnarled. He couldn't grab a knife and fork and cut a steak. This guy lived since 1985, 45 years as a quadriplegic. I don't know how many people make it that long. He never told anyone how old he was. That was kind of a running joke. But I have an idea because I was out with him once after Joe's Cafe, and somehow we left at the same time. We didn't go there together. And he says, let's go over to the Radio Shack. He wanted to buy some batteries. And he had to grab his wallet out, which he could do. But he wanted me to grab out his driver's license and his credit card so he could pay for them. Then he bought me some batteries, which was kind of crazy. So I snuck a look at his driver's license. I never told him that. Anyway, we're getting to the end of this. He started the first company, according to Linda Seals, his wife. He did graduate high school in Mount Vernon. And then the board felt he needed some polishing, so they sent him to Harvard. He graduated Harvard's business school, advanced management program, I guess. And then he went on, like I said, the Boys and Girls Club. He was always sponsoring events and always encouraging people to work hard. In America, you can do anything you want. There's no limit. And, you know, you start out with a rowboat and a garden hose, and you start two Fortune 500 companies. It was a story. And then for the last 45 years to be a paraplegic, he always felt like he was on top of the world, and he made you feel that you were on top of the world, more importantly, and that's where he lived, on top of TV Hill. So eventually there'll be something in some kind of memorial for him down the road, but do with everything that's going on. Nothing for now, but Laddie Handelman, if you never met him, you did now. He was a giant among men, Laddie Handelman. Passed away cardiac arrest, October 26, 2020. We'll miss you, buddy. The rest of you, well, you know, maybe he'll stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.